Welcome to Rework, a podcast by 37 Signals about the better way to work and run your business. I'm your host, Kimberly Rhodes. In their book, It Doesn't Have to Be Crazy at Work, Jason Fried and David Heinemeier Hansen write about the importance of stepping away from work for extended periods of time. While longer breaks is a fairly common practice in many parts of the world, it's certainly not the case for workers in North America. 37 Signals co-founders feel so strongly about the power of time off that one of the company's benefits is a one-month paid sabbatical for all employees every 3 years. This week, I'm joined by Jeff Hardy, principal programmer at 37 Signals. Jeff recently took some time away from work and is here to talk about how taking that time made him more effective and more engaged when he returned. So, Jeff, to get us started, tell us a little bit about you and your role at 37 Signals. I understand you just celebrated an anniversary.
Yes, I celebrated my 15th anniversary. So, yeah, I've worked here for 15 years.
And that's crazy.
The entire time I've been in a product role. So working on all of our products, Basecamp, Backpack, Campfire, Hi-Rise, all of them. It's been a really varied career because we've done so much and we've started from being like really small to being like our current size, which is the biggest we've ever been. So my role has changed like a lot. Now I'm on a team and we used to be just one team.
Do you know what employee number you are by chance?
I think I'm maybe seven.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, seven or eight.
That's awesome. Well, before we dive into your time off, tell me a little bit about how work was going, how you were doing before taking this hiatus.
Right. So you mentioned that, you know, the sabbatical program is one of our benefits. And so, you know, every 3 years and for the past 15 years, I've generally been doing this and like trying to take them regularly, but it's hard. You know, it's hard sometimes to plan it. You tend to just keep pushing it into the future because it's never the greatest time. And the downside of that is that sometimes it sneaks up on you and you don't realize that you need it. And so it had been over 3 years since my last sabbatical. And I found myself just drained, exhausted, like feeling like I didn't have any passion to like work anymore. Like I'm still doing it. That feeling of like going through the motions and then, but not really realizing that, hey, I need time off. Like, you know, I just sort of thought, you know, once I get over this next hump, everything will be fine. But the hump just keeps staying there. You know, so I was in this place where I was questioning, you know, is this what I want to do? Like, why am I doing this at all day? Because for me, especially at 37 Signals, where I think we have so much of our work is creative. You know, like I need to be in the right mindset to do it at all, or I'm just not very effective.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I mean, everything you're describing just sounds like typical burnout that everybody in life has at some point. And most people, I think, feel like that. And then you're like, well, I just need to go look for a new job. Not that I just need to take a break.
Exactly. And I started to think like that. Like I started to think like it's me. Maybe I need a different line of work. Maybe I didn't even know. Like, that's a funny thing too, about like not knowing what you need, but knowing that you can't keep doing what you're doing. And that's where this like sabbatical is such a good outlet, I suppose. Now there's sometimes where you've like, ideally you planned on the sabbatical, but at least in my case, and this isn't always normal, this was sort of like an emergency sabbatical in that sense. Like me realizing that like, man, I'm in a bad way. And then that being available to do. Now, there are other outlets, of course, but it just worked that, hey, I was due for a sabbatical and that was the time to do it.
Well, tell me this, because I would imagine, and maybe this, Jeff, isn't true of your most recent sabbatical, but sabbaticals in the past, anytime that you've taken extended time off, I would imagine that it's a little hard at first to just step away and unwind and not like check in on what things are happening. Like, did you have that experience or was it easy just to be like, nope, I'm taking a break and it's a clean slate. I don't need to even know what's happening at the company.
Yeah, no, I had a really hard time disconnecting. And that's why I think that there's a difference between a sabbatical and a vacation. For me, at least, it's really time dependent. Like there's like a minimum of 2 weeks where I'm just going to be running through all the same things in my brain that I was before I left, as if those pathways are well worn and I can't just shut them down. And so I just sort of have to wait it out. It's like a kind of detoxing, right? You just got to get it out of your system. And so I found in the past that where I've, there was one sabbatical I took where midway through the sabbatical, we had a meetup. And this was when we still had an office in Chicago. And so we all traveled to Chicago. And I thought, well, you know, it's the meetup. It's mostly a social thing. I should, you know, break my sabbatical in the middle and go to the meetup and then go home. But what I didn't realize at the time was that that wrecked it, right? Like that I wasn't away from work long enough. It was really just like two-week vacations back to back, which wasn't enough to like excise the sort of work thoughts from my brain. And so I knew this time going in that like, no, like I really, it's going to take time and I'm just going to like, you know, let the thoughts come and then let them fade away. But I think that's key. Like time is key for some people. I bet there are others who could just shut down right away, but no, not me.
Yeah. I think I would probably be the same way. Okay. So with this time, like, what do you do with time off? I'm someone who personally has never taken longer than a week vacation at a time in my life. So the concept of having an extended period of time off is like foreign, like it's a foreign language. Like, what do you do?
Well, I think the thing is, yeah, it's that. It's not that you're doing nothing. It's that now all the things you're doing are on your schedule. You know what I mean? You don't have like work obligations. You know what I mean? So at first you're still like, you assume you have them and you're still sort of like doing your normal thing. And then after a while it hits you that like, no, I'm not on a schedule. I don't even really need to know what's going on at work at all. And then it goes away. Right. And so that moment when you realize that, hey, I haven't like thought about work in a long time. I think one of two things can happen. You can realize that's great. I don't miss it at all. Or you're like, I kind of miss that. Like, you know, I would like to go back to that. You stop seeing the negative things that like you may have been seeing and you remember the positive things.
Yeah. One of your sabbaticals, you came back to a meetup in the middle. The most recent break you took from work, if I'm not mistaken, you kind of broke your sabbatical at a meetup. Is that right? In Amsterdam? That was like your first foray back.
Yeah, exactly. So I had taken, one of the things about this sabbatical is that I had taken like an indefinite amount of time. Like I wasn't sure when I left exactly when I would be back, but the meetup was like right around the right time, but I didn't want to commit to like buying a ticket and actually guaranteeing I would be there because it was like too far in advance. I was prepared that like, you know, maybe it will take longer than I think. And so about, you know, a few weeks in, I was already starting to feel better. And so I was like, yeah, I definitely want to go to the meetup. And it felt like it was a good way to sort of end it because I get to see everybody in person. And the key is that it's not like during the sabbatical. So it was like a nice way to ease back into work, you know, seeing everybody in person, getting to talk to them in person. And then it was a smooth transition in that sense.
Well, let's talk about the transition. I would think when you take time off and don't think about work for any period of time, it's kind of hard to come back.
Yeah, maybe you would think so. But that's the thing is that you get refreshed, right? I don't want to use the word bored. It's not like I was like bored in what I was doing, but like there's a certain...
I mean, it's just burnout, I feel like.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, when I was ready to come back, you're ready for that transition. Now I remember like why I wanted to work. Like this is a thing that's interesting to do all day. I think that's the nature of recharging your batteries. You know, when they're depleted, you don't even realize that they're depleted per se, you know, and then once they're recharged, you're like, oh yeah, like that was the problem. And it's a good reminder, right? It's so easy, especially in a remote company to like, I don't want to say work all the time, but just sort of like for work to always be really close. It's always right there. You can open your laptop and check it. You can look at your phone and check it. And it's kind of always there. And you have to try to get away from it. We usually, weekends aren't quite enough. Vacations are almost not quite enough. And they're not like real life. But taking like an extended period where you're just like you're not doing anything really except not working, like not doing the job, it gives you a different perspective, right? That you, I don't know that you can get elsewhere. And usually you need bigger life circumstances, like you've lost your job or there's some other thing that's resulted in you being out of work for an extended period. It's quite the luxury to, you know, to be able to have this and come back. I will say this, I did try to pretend, and I think it's useful to like pretend that you quit your job. Like you have to let it go. You can't keep thinking like it's there. You have to imagine that you're done. It's not your concern anymore.
So when you were taking time off, were you And this is the most recent break, any sabbatical you've taken. I mean, you've been with the company for 15 years. Are you checking notifications? Are you like looking at email?
Or no.
I feel like I would have that. I don't know. I'd want to just like peek in to see what's happening.
Yeah, you will. That pull is natural. And so you do things like I uninstall the Basecamp app from my phone. Yeah, you have to uninstall it from my desktop. Like, and you just, it's good to, the other good thing is that it's a reminder of that you're not that important. Like I can disappear and everything still happens. Everything still gets done. Everybody is fine. And I think that's the other thing, like realizing that I don't need to check in. I need to prove to myself that I don't need to check in. Like, look, I'm not going to check in and everything's going to be fine. So that's also sort of the relief when you come back is like realizing that like, hey, I had an inflated sense of self-importance. And it's good to be reminded that like the company runs without you.
Well, and I also think like Jason and David would say, at the end of the day, it's a job. Yes, we want you to like your job, but at the end of the day, it's just a portion of your life.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. That's the other good thing that it reminds you of, taking extended period. It's just that like, it is just work. Perspective is the word, right? And then you're making like a choice to come back. Like if you were having second thoughts about whether this is the job for you, like that's a good time to contemplate it. You're choosing to come back as like a reaffirmation of your choice. Like that this is good. This is what I want to do.
Yeah. Okay. So Jeff, I do have a question for you. Obviously, not every company has this extended time off benefit. I mean, we know that it's quite a luxury to have that. But I think there's so many people who are probably listening who might not even be taking all their vacation time. You know, I feel like there's probably some statistic about how many people roll over days or don't use it at all. What advice would you have for someone who's listening who maybe isn't just getting away from their job at all?
I mean, I think it's hard. And I think that I have this problem too. And we have lots of vacation time at 37 Signals. I don't know what my track record is for using it up. I think that that's the key though, you know, is to like plan it out and like make it regular. Like when this is, I do try to do this to use my vacation time to plan it on the calendar because I won't in the spur of the moment be like, you know what, next week's a good time to take off. Like that just won't happen. So I have to plan it out in advance, make sure I'm using up those days. And I see it come up on the calendar and I'm like, oh, I'm off work that week. Like, it's not like a decision I have to make in the moment. So I think that's the advice I would give. Like, even if you don't have like a regular sabbatical program, take the vacation days you do get and establish some regularity with them. You know, plan them out in advance. Have something to look forward to. You know, like, hey, I'm going to work and then I get some time off. And I think it's also useful to like, when you have that time off, to literally try to do nothing. Like, don't try to cram in a bunch of stuff that you're going to do in lieu of work. Don't try to like catch up on work, certainly, but just, you know, let yourself have nothing to do and see what happens because really you're trying to clear your mind, you know, and you'll know it when like that voice in your head quiets down. At least for me, it's very loud. And so then when I finally realize like, hey, I'm not hearing that call of work anymore, then I'm like, okay, like now, you know, now you're making progress.
Yeah. I mean, I've even had plenty of friends who change jobs and go from one job to another with no break in between, you know, or maybe I'm going to take 5 days in between two ginormous jobs. Seems like if you don't have this kind of sabbatical benefit, that could be a nice break if you can, you know, if you can make that work for yourself financially.
Yeah. And that's the thing. This isn't available to everyone. Like, you know, it's not always going to be the case where you just get to take some time off of work. I do think that it's, especially at 37 Signals, because we're a software company, there's a big like engineering component to what we do. But we see ourselves more on the art end of that spectrum. Like we don't just do it because, well, we don't have to. That's the other thing. We don't have to do it. And we do it because we want to and because we're passionate about it. We like it. If those ingredients aren't there, like where's the spark, you know, like, and so you kind of, with that kind of work, you, it's not the kind of thing that you can do on demand necessarily, or if you try to, you burn people out. Right. So that's the thing, like maybe that's the story. Like, how do you do this without burning people out and giving them short careers?
And I think there is some, I mean, we're going to have to fact check this, but there is some stat about software and tech jobs, like 3 years being the turnaround time. Like people get in and out of jobs constantly. And I'm sure part of it is just like, I'm worn out. Like I am burned out. So I'm going to take a pause by going somewhere else, but not really taking that pause.
No, I think that's totally true. That is the common outlet. So like here, you get to a point where you're feeling burned out. You don't know what, you know, you need a change, but you're not quite sure. You have the sabbatical outlet. And I think other places you're like, well, it's time to move on. Like it's time to try somewhere else, you know, and that's tough, right? Like, how do you do that? That's really risky to do. You might decide that you can't take that risk. So yeah, it's a nice thing. It's a really nice thing to have. And I think it is part of why people have stayed at 37 Signals so long. You don't have to go somewhere else in order to create a break for yourself.
Yeah. Okay, my last question I'm going to ask you before we wrap is, tell me some of the words, adjectives, like the feelings you had coming back. After this pause and this rest, what are some of those like emotions or feelings that make it all worth it?
I really missed everyone. I realized that I missed the interactions with the people on my team. Like I missed, you know, the weekly programmer calls we would have and just like knowing what was going on in people's lives. And like, that's why it was so nice to see people in person, like coming back. And I realized that, you know, like the things I like most about the work are like the process, like the journey, like the working with other people to figure stuff out, you know, and like, we don't know what we're doing, right? We're making it up as we go along. And it's hard and it's challenging, but it's fun. And I missed those like interactions with people. It's much different than just sitting there and like doing it by yourself.
Yeah. And what's so funny is like, I would imagine, because I've been in this situation before, it's like the same meeting that you're excited about because you're well rested is a meeting you dreaded when you were exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, it's the exact same interaction, but it's like the headspace that you're coming to that interaction with.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's all about that perspective. When I took a break, my vision was cloudy. Like I just couldn't. Yeah, I wasn't getting the enjoyment out of it that I normally get. And then without that, well, I don't know, then it's just a job, right? I think that's the key distinction. Like, I can't really work a job, I can work a job, obviously, but there's a big difference between like doing the thing that you really enjoy doing and then doing a thing you have to do. When you forget what it is you enjoy about it, I mean, you got to try and remember it. And that's what's so good about a break.
Yeah. Jeff, this has been delightful. And I hope everyone who is listening, who has a team, especially of like high performing individuals who have stressful jobs, you're glomming on to this. Everyone needs a break, especially if you're trying to retain people. That's what I would say. Jeff, thanks for joining us. Rework is a production of 37 Signals. You can find show notes and transcripts on our website at 37signals.com/podcast. And if you have a specific question for Jason or David or anyone at 37 Signals about a better way to work and run your business, leave us a voicemail at 708-628-7850. And we just might answer your question on an upcoming show.